What do you get when Samsung decides to throw almost everything, as well as the kitchen sink, into a phone? You get the Galaxy Z Fold 2, and I'm going to review it for you next. Hands on Tech is brought to you from LastPass Studios. Using the same password everywhere is a security nightmare waiting to happen. LastPass easily creates unique passwords for every site. Visit LastPass.com/twit.
This is Twit.
This episode of Hands on Tech is brought to you by Casper. Go to Casper.com/twit1 and use code TWIT1 for $100 off select mattresses. Hello, welcome to Hands on Tech. I'm Jason Howell, and I'm pretty happy because after many, many months of sitting out of the foldable game, not actually having the ability to play around with any of the big flashy foldables on the market, finally got time with the Samsung Galaxy Z Fold 2, which is an interesting phone coming right now. Samsung really is a pro when it comes to redemption stories. If you remember, the Note 7 a few years back was plagued with explosive batteries. Ultimately, you know, they ended up recalling it a couple of times and eventually ended up canceling the device, recalling everything, and just waiting for the S8 to come out as the redemption story, which it truly was. People got over it. The S8 was amazing. Everybody kind of forgot about that big thing, that big blow up, literally, that was the Note 7. So then last year, Samsung released the Galaxy Fold, and it was its first foldable. And if you remember when that happened, reviewers, before the device ever hit the market, saw that these devices were of poor quality. I mean, the screens were blacking out. They were bubbling. Debris was getting in behind the display. A number of issues. A screen protector, though it isn't actually a screen protector that you want to peel away. A whole bunch of things that just kind of ruined the initial launch of the Galaxy Fold. And it's a $2,000 device. So, you know, you got to be, as a consumer, pretty confident what you're getting if you're going to drop $2,000. Well, now we have the Z Fold 2, which is the kind of the next step of the Galaxy Fold from last year. We also had the Z Flip earlier, and that showed that Samsung's learned some lessons. But what have they done to the Z Fold 2? What have they done to the Galaxy Fold experience to really take care of those shortcomings from last year and make a device that is worth its $2,000 price tag? Well, I'm going to dive into it and show you what I think. This is my review of the Z Fold 2. So first of all, the design, and we'll start with it folded here. The back, as you can see, looks pretty familiar, especially if you've seen the Note 20 series. Same styling there, similar chrome colored design, of course, a glass backing, very impressive looking rectangular camera bump. Everything looks really nice and symmetrical. Speaker grills on the top and the bottom, which actually sound pretty stunning, I have to say. For little phone speakers, they're very clear and very loud. Volume rocker on the side, and below the volume rocker is the power button. This actually doubles as the fingerprint sensor, which personally I found to be pretty good, though not as dependable as a full-size sensor placed on the back. Sometimes I had to scan it 2, 3, 4 times just to get it right. Definitely preferred, however, over an in-display fingerprint sensor. Now, over on the front is a 6.2-inch AMOLED display with a very tall 25:9 aspect ratio. Now, this is definitely an upgrade from the Galaxy Fold's awkward and, I felt, asymmetrical cover display that reportedly made it unusable in many situations. Here, the display is perfectly functional, I'd say, in most cases. Though, if you're punching out a long diatribe on an email or whatever on that squished keyboard, you might find a challenge. I definitely encountered many fat finger misspellings that way, but I definitely adjusted over time, thankfully. But everything looks really great. It's a nice front display. It allows you to do most of the things that you do just on your phone display. It's sharp, 386 pixels per inch, so I really like it. Now, over on the left side is the updated hinge system. And to the eyes, I have to say, the hinge, it's a solid piece of hardware. Really impressive what Samsung has done here. In use, it's just kind of mesmerizing to use. Like, there have been many times where I'm just unfolding and folding the device just to watch the hinge in action. Everything feels incredibly sturdy, methodically crafted. Of course, a lot of those lessons were learned from the failures of the hinge system on the Galaxy Fold last year. Not to mention, Samsung employed new techniques to keep foreign particles from entering in through the hinge system like they did last time. And that would totally ruin your day if it gets behind the display. So it's tight enough to stay put at literally any angle that you wish. So if you want to prop this up or lay it down flat or any in between, it's going to stay there. And it's satisfying to snap close when you're all done. Now, as for the weight, I gotta say, as far as the Z Fold 2 is concerned, this sucker is heavy and it's thick, like definitely thicker than your average smartphone. So it's not nearly as pocketable as you might expect or hope it to be. And the weight, I just feel like, ends up being a bit of a factor only from the perspective of the fact that this is a lot of glass and it kind of feels like a delicate brick. And so there were many times where I'm using it with both hands, because to use it with one hand just really did not make a whole lot of sense. All it takes is one drop and this $2,000 device becomes a piece of broken glass on the ground. And with that extra weight, it just kind of elevates that danger. So also good to know, it is not water or dust proof. So keep that in mind. Really take care of the Z Fold 2. Now, unfolded, also known as the good stuff, this is the party trick. This is the thing that you do that wows every time. You unfold it, and it's just really cool to see what's on the inside. It's a 7.6 inch, 120 hertz AMOLED display. Actually, the refresh does automatically shift from reported 11 hertz up to 120 hertz. It depends on the content. It's something that I never noticed. I never looked at it and thought, wow, it's refreshing a lot slower. It always looks smooth. Everything just looks nice on this display. Really impressive. It does resemble a miniature tablet screen in use. And that's kind of the goal here, is that you can unfold it out into a tablet size form factor. The display is slightly sharper than what you get on the cover display. And having never used a foldable before, I have to say I was a little concerned about the kind of different approach on the display material. It's kind of cushiony, has a little bit of a tacky feel to it on the internal display. It's a soft touch display, and to a certain degree, it kind of reminds me of the resistive touch displays of days of yore. Even the plastic sheet over the top of the thin layer of glass kind of looks like a screen protector, but it is a screen protector, but it's not one meant to be peeled off. So you got to leave it on there. And yes, there is a fold crease down the center. So these were things that concerned me a little bit, but I mean, in day-to-day use, not at all. Like, I got over it very quick. Really nice to use that internal display. It didn't feel cheap in any way. I don't even really see the crease because I'm usually looking at it dead on. So I really think that it worked out well. I'm also very happy with the single hole punch camera. I think it's an excellent trade-off from the unsightly and very awkward notch that was found on the Galaxy Fold last year. This episode of Hands on Tech is brought to you by Casper, the sleep company with outrageously comfortable products at not so outrageous prices. From award-winning mattresses to pillows, sheets, and duvets, Casper transforms the way we sleep one snooze at a time. Casper has everything you need to build the bed of your dreams, and they now have 0% APR financing options. We love our Casper mattresses. We've been sleeping on them for years and just recently picked up their awesome pillows, and holy moly, what an upgrade. Go to casper.com/twit1 and use code twit1 for $100 off select mattresses. That's code twit1 for $100 off select mattresses. Terms and conditions apply. See casper.com/terms. So let's talk a little bit about cameras. For a $2,000 phone, I have to say the camera system is good, but relatively, it's pretty underwhelming when you can consider the other aspects of the device, and especially the price. You know, when you compare it to the Note 20 Ultra, the S20 Ultra cameras, you get a lot for your money there. Here, you're getting a step down, let's say. Both the cover camera and internal selfie cameras sit at 10 megapixels. Fine for selfies, nothing spectacular. You're probably not going to use it for much more than that anyways. The triple rear camera system, all three cameras are 12 12 megapixels, much more capable by comparison. The main lens, of course, I took a number of good landscape shots that I liked. I even popped the main camera around. You can do that on and activate the front display. It's called dual preview mode, and you get an improved selfie shot. So you get all of the camera hardware for your own selfie. It's a nice feature if you can hold onto a phone that's that big with your hand and take the picture. It's actually very awkward and made me a little hesitant to do it. Ultra wides are decent, though, you know, did get some stretching and tearing on the edges. And then a 2x telephoto is the last lens, and it's nice to have, but you know, 2x is not a whole lot of reach, really, when you think about it. Overall, it just kind of feels like this isn't a phone to be known for its cameras, so don't expect the best there, but what you get is totally serviceable. Now, inside, you've got a Snapdragon 865 with a Snapdragon X55 modem, so you do have 5G support here. 12 gigs of RAM, which comes in handy with multitasking, which I'm going to get to in a second. 256 gigs of storage space, which, to be fair, should really be 512 gigs. There's no way to expand this storage, and you're paying $2,000 for the device. So why not max it out at 512 or even higher if you can? But you can't do that. This is what you get, 256. All of this keeps the device, however, cruising along nicely. I never felt like this was a slow device, and it definitely supports the extra software hooks of, you know, that Samsung is putting into the Z Fold 2. So let's talk about software a little bit. One UI, it's based on Android 10 for now. Of course, Android 11 is going to be upgraded on the device at some point. Software-wise, there's just a lot of control over how to use the screen real estate to your advantage. And that's kind of the exciting aspect of the Z Fold 2. Opening one app on the inside and then having it open out to the cover screen if you have that activated for certain apps is a nice kind of transitional feature. You can also open one app on the inside that just gives you a wider view than what you're used to getting, and in some cases replicates a tablet style layout. Now, the trick here is that so many apps just don't have tablet optimized view on Android. It's pretty unsupported. However, the internal display is kind of that sweet spot. It's not so big that it has to be a tablet. It can still kind of do the stretched phone app mode if you want, and things look pretty good, but it would be better if things were optimized. Multitasking. This is one of the key features, I would say, of the Z Fold 2. This is one of the reasons why you might want to do it. On mobile, normally multitasking has been kind of an iffy proposition for me, but I'm happy to say here it's super enjoyable. You can drag an app into the view on that main unfolded display, and then you can drag another app onto a portion of the display, and then they share space. So now you've got the screen split into two. You can even do it a third time even. So split one of those halves in half again, and you can just use your imagination. The sky's the limit. You can save app pairs. So it's two apps paired together. You just tap that and boom, it opens them up seamlessly together. Really nice for multitasking. It's not slow at all, and you can jump between those windows. Really great. Foldable display also offers something called flex mode, which organizes supported app content between upper and lower halves of the internal display. The camera app is one app on the device that supports this. You know, it puts your main shot up in the top, and then down below it would be your controls for taking the shot, switching modes, and also a preview of the last shot that you took. YouTube also supports this, so you can have your comments down below and your video up top, and a handful of other apps also support this. Hopefully more apps are going to, you know, build in support, and this will be broadened out. But those are just some of the ways that these apps are using this really unique approach with the Z Fold 2. So, final thoughts. It might be easy to see the Fold 2 with its, you know, crazy tricks and its pretty astronomical price and think that it's a phone that has its identity really tied to a gimmick or some sort of gimmick. But the amount of thought I feel that Samsung has put into the multitasking use case of the Z Fold 2 really justifies what they're doing here. I don't know if it necessarily justifies the $2,000 price tag yet, but it's pretty phenomenal. Galaxy Z Fold 2, I'm really impressed with what it does and what it does right. It feels futuristic. It feels kind of like a glimpse into what we're going to be getting in the next couple of years and the premium space in smartphones. But like I said, it's priced so high, it's really hard to insist that anyone rush out and buy it unless you just have money to burn. If money is no object, sure, get this. You're going to enjoy it. It's going to do some really great things that are going to wow people, wow you, and maybe it'll make you an even better multitasker on mobile. My guess is that devices in the future, the price is going to come down on this form factor more than it is right now. And I mean, what does that mean? That means that the Fold and the Fold 2, the Z Fold 2 is really helping to pave the way for the future of smartphone design. And it really feels that way when I use it. And so the Z Fold 2 is definitely worth checking out. But ask yourself, do I have $2,000 to spend on a smartphone? And if you do, maybe you want to pick up the Z Fold 2 for yourself. I'm Jason Howell. Thank you for watching this review of the Samsung Galaxy Z Fold 2. I review all sorts of devices on Twit, as well as All About Android. Big thanks to Anthony Nielsen for editing this together. And thanks to you for watching. We'll see you next time.
Want more Twit? Well, check out Smart Tech Today. It's at twit.tv/STT. It's the show where Matthew Casinelli and I cover everything there is to know about smart tech. It's automation, it's connected devices, it's smart home, it's all those goodies and so much more. We get the news, we get the latest devices, we do reviews, everything. You gotta check it out, twit.tv/STT for Smart Tech Today.
Keep up with all the hottest tech news and gadgets, visit twit.tv. There you'll be able to find and subscribe to all our tech shows. Thanks for watching Hands on Tech.